The state Senate is looking to make up to $300 million in cuts to the state budget. But the Senate subcommittees looking to trim state agencies' budgets are finding much smaller cuts. The subcommittees plan to finish their work today. The biggest recommended cuts were to the Department of Health and Social Services, which saw a $55 million cut, and the University of Alaska, whose budget was cut by $16 million. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says it was difficult to make the health and social services reductions.
It was certainly easier a couple of years ago when perhaps there was some fat. I think we're past those days. We don't have the perpetual benefit of continued cuts. At some point, there will be someone that is going without a constitutionally required service.
Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens says of the university budget cut that Alaskans may not understand the effect of the cuts.
I hate to see this happen, but I think the problem is the public is not aware of the horrible situation we are in. And although all of these budget cuts are painful and we're sorry to see them happen, we just have got to get the public awareness out there that we have a serious problem and then an inclination in the public to do something about it.
Anchorage Democrat Senator Berta Gardner says cutting the university budget is unwise at a time when the state's need for a better educated workforce is large and growing. Gardner says she doesn't believe $300 million in cuts will make it into the final budget.
I don't see where it's coming from, and I think the House wouldn't tolerate it either.
The House has rejected a series of amendments proposed by the Republican Minority Caucus over the past 2 days. The House Finance Committee cut the budget by $31 million. The Senate Finance Committee will hear public testimony on the budget on Friday.